It was a dark and dreak day as I was walking up from Beacon Hill Park in Victoria and climbing the hill on Quadra towards downtown. When I came up to the top, I was met by the imposing structure of Christ Church Cathedral. The day was grey and dark, and the cathedral took on the same look. My thoughts were consumed by the weather and the world. A world that was also grey and dreak, caught up again in violence. I entered to find relief from the weather. As I entered through the great west doors, the first thing that caught my attention was the light from the stained glass window, an ancient story-telling medium of Christianity. The next was the sight of the stunning east windows of the Chapel of the New Jerusalem. This chapel is one of a number of chapels in the building. One which may be missed on entering the cathedral is the Chapel of Reconciliation on the right-hand side of the nave. On the wall of the Chapel of Reconciliation are the words, "Creator forgive." This chapel is located in the place where baptisms took place at one time. A few years ago, the Dean of Coventry Cathedral in England came at the request of the people of Christ Church Cathedral. They wanted to become a part of the community of the Cross of Nails. Coventry Cathedral was destroyed in the horror of World War II. In the morning after the Blitz, the Dean of the Cathedral entered the ruins, found two large nails, joined them into a cross, hung them on a wall, and with burnt wood wrote, "Father forgive." Dresden and its cathedral suffered a similar fate. In the uncertain world after that war, these cathedrals reached out to one another and formed a relationship. The community of the Cross of Nails grew out of this act of reconciliation. It wasn't the first and only community of reconciliation to begin after humanity had discovered the horror and destruction of war. George MacLeod formed the Iona community in Scotland after his experiences in World War I. Ray Davey, a prisoner of war during the Allied bombing of Dresden, formed the Corrymeela community in the north of Ireland. In Italy, Tullio Vanni formed the Agape Village. All are places for folk young and old to gather, learn and work, and build community together, communities of peacemaking and peacebuilding. Again, we see ongoing violence in our world with war in the Middle East, Central Europe, and other countries. Are we desensitized to the pain and suffering we watch on the news? Does our faith tell us about peacemaking or peacebuilding? How involved is our faith in stopping the causes that give rise to war? The community of the Cross of Nails has three guiding principles: healing the wounds of history, learning to live with difference and celebrate diversity, and building a culture of peace. I believe these principles are applicable to whatever faith we follow. There are different experiences of light in Christ Church Cathedral, Victoria. On a wet and gloomy day, one can experience the light of votive candles burning in the Lady Chapel or the light shining through the windows of the Chapel of the New Jerusalem. And, in a dark and gloomy world, the light and hope inspired by the Chapel of Reconciliation as we seek to become peacemakers and builders. Wherever we find ourselves and whoever we are, can we learn to heal wounds, live with difference and celebrate diversity while building a culture of peace? Now retired, Bishop Logan McMenemy lives in Sonnyton, BC. You can read more articles on our interfaith blog, Spiritually Speaking, at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking. This article was published in the print edition of the Times Colonist on Saturday, February 3, 2023.